Hello. A complaint has flooded in that my tone is less than clear, and it's definitely my fault for recording on a. So hopefully this will be a bit more understandable. I've completely forgotten what I'm supposed to be talking about. Favouriting things in Twitter. I favourite things that I want to remember, so now I'm going to my Twitter favourites to remember the thing that I've forgotten. And it was about making money from Twitter. I promised a very dull podcast, and this will be very dull. So, Tom B. Suggested, after a discussion on Twitter, of which I was a small part, that Twitter had four options for making money. Can sell ads, can sell personal data and search, can charge users to use its service, or it can do a combination of the above. And Tom suggests that they're going for one and two, which is selling ads and then selling personal data and search. And the weird thing is, have I broken this? No, I haven't. Got it timed out. The weird thing is that they did ads. I seem to remember there was Twitter in Japan where they had actual ads for a while. jp.twitter.com or something. And the ads that appear in presumably the American European version of Twitter, they aren't really ads. You just get these weird promoted tweets and things like that, which seem very strange to me. I naively imagined that I would type in something like Victoria Station and I would get an advert from Transport for London, who would pay for it, or, you know, whoever wants to advertise around that word. Instead of which, we get these really weird promoted things, which I'm not really sure, are they paying for them? Or, well, presumably they are. And they seem to be really weird things. So presumably, Twitter is saying to advertisers, well, if you want to buy a promoted thing, is promoted tag or promoted message or something like that. Anyway, it looks really, really weird. I haven't seen a single one which I've really understood. But it doesn't really matter. And I think this is an essential flaw in any discussion of this, is that people have described Google as a search company. I think that's as erroneous as describing Twitter as a social network. Google is an advertising company. Twitter is wanting to become an advertising company because I don't think they can work out exactly how else to make money. That's not strictly true. Tom's other point was personal data and search. And again, I would disagree slightly with that. I think it is mass data and search. I don't think we, the individual users, are the people being sold to. I think we, the individual users, are the elements of what are being sold. Our data is being sold to, you know, DataSift and people like that. Or at least the ability to search through our data. And DataSift aren't selling products to the likes of you and me, depending on who's listening. They're selling that to the likes of, I don't know, big companies. So we're the plankton in all this. Twitter and the people at DataSift are the great baleen whales sifting us through their something about krill. I don't know. Combs. Is it combs? I don't know. Filtery things. Anyway, yes, we're the product still. I don't think we're being sold to. I think we're being sold. And t'was ever thus. And that's all, really. More soon. Good evening.